Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we give
off a cliff.
Some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Hello, and welcome to the show. I am a doctor of medicine.
And I'm a doctor of feelies. And together we are... And to exploring ourselves and others.
So, joining us this week, we have...
Jennifer Heffer.
Jennifer Heffer. What
J-H.
A name.
J-H.
Yep.
What a name, what a gal.
Jen, do they call you Jen?
They call me Jen, they call me Jenny, they call me Jennifer Heffer.
Jennifer Heffer.
All one word.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And who's your coldest friend?
I would say it has to be Will.
Okay, and where does he live?
He lives in Buckinghamshire.
Why is he so cold?
He was not loved as a little boy. Mm. Big family, but yeah, not a lot of love. Nothing dark.
Nothing dark.
Nothing physical.
No.
Just loneliness.
That's Glenn.
Will.
Will.
Where
I got Glenn from?
More like
Glenn's. Glenn's all right. Glenn's.
Oh, you got a friend called Glenn?
Yes. Yeah,
that's what I was sensing.
Mm.
Thank you.
Wow. For you, Dr. Benjamin Jones, that's very psychic.
And tell us about Glenn.
Oh, Glenn.
Where do you begin? Dr. Benjamin Jones.
As wide as he is tall.
Is he now? Little rotund boy. Dr. Benjamin Jones can
relate. Yeah, he's medically...
Medically wide?
Medically wide. Medically tall. Yeah, good guy. Works in finance.
Works on his personality, I imagine, if he's that...
Needs to.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. But yeah, a lot of time for him.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
So you've obviously come here today.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about what you think the problem might be with your bottom?
That's bottom. B-O-T-T-O-M.
Right, okay. A bit difficult to talk about, actually.
Okay, just take your time.
Basically, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of need a bit of help. I think it might be something... This is going to sound crazy, but my neighbour's cat.
Okay.
I think it's trying to get into my house.
When you say house, you mean...
Flat.
Ground
floor flat. Yes. I do mean ground floor flat. And I just think that the stress might be...
And why don't you want the little kitty in?
I don't know.
Allergic?
I mean, yes.
Allergic to cuteness. Well, you wouldn't be sitting so close to me. Claire cares. I just do that because Dr. Benjamin Jones does it, and it seems quite nice. It seems very authoritative. If you want, you can give it a try. Jen, if you say something, it works.
Say something fun.
Yeah, for something fun or something profound.
Bubbles.
Jennifer Heffer.
Jennifer? No. It'd be more like, I love bubbles, me, Jennifer Heffer.
I love bubbles, me, Jennifer Heffer.
How did that feel?
Yeah.
It does feel nice. Yep, so we are breaking boundaries. Mm.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
So you're allergic to cats?
Yes.
So that's a big enough issue to be worried.
I'm allergic to them. I don't know what it is about this cat.
Mm.
It knows... I've made it very clear that access is denied, first of all.
Right. How did you make that clear?
Vocally.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. No.
That seems quite clear to me.
Very clear.
With a hand gesture as well.
So vocally and... No, so and verbally and physically.
Physically. Mm-hmm. It was trying to get in the... It was nearly in the bathroom window.
No.
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 Okay. No.
You're both doing it?
Yeah.
It's very clear.
Front paws in, head in.
And that's when you... That's
and
when
that's
you.
When... Nah.
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 And you knock it off?
Didn't have to. It lagged it pretty quick.
So why is this kitty cat ignoring you?
I think it's trying to... I think it's trying to humiliate me.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Oh.
Wow. God, I didn't...
That's really... That's really... Sort
of were you that. Listening... You listened to yourself there, weren't you?
Yeah,
you picked,
that was...
You picked up on the word
I've
humiliation.
Never,
humiliation.
And the humiliation, I presume, comes from when you start to get the rashes.
Yeah.
Do you get called names?
Yeah, I get called
Thrush
rash.
Thrush pockets.
Yes. Rashmo.
Thrush. Jennifer Crappy Skin.
Flaky Jen.
Yeah, Flaky Jen.
And
I can't pretend it
doesn't unattractive hurt. Jen.
Mm.
Ugly Jen.
I had that. I had those two. I already had those two.
So when was another time when you were humiliated, if we can make the link? It could be a time from your youth or your teen years. There might be many experiences.
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of...
For example, Dr.
With.
Benjamin Jones, when he was a little boy, was stripped naked and thrashed.
No.
By
no.
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 No. No.
I mean, I used to get... very frightened of sharks. Under
you
my bed.
There's a shark under your bed?
I saw Jaws very early, very young. Thought, and then I told some people at school, thinking, everyone's scared of these sharks. They weren't, then they laughed. They laughed at me. That was difficult.
Thinking more stuff... like once Dr. Benjamin Jones was taunted by a lot of boys and they shoved cake in.
No.
No.
My brother used to slap me on the forehead and call me a watermelon. Is that what you did that in front of my friends?
So that's obviously very humiliating.
I still think about it. Not every day, but...
Thinking more of one night stand where you still had your tampon in, but you thought you removed it, something like that.
Also, that doesn't happen to everybody, Claire. I've told you this. We've spoken about it.
Thinking more, you know, when the dog's watching you.
He's watching.
And then your boyfriend says he likes it.
Again, that's very unique to you.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Childhood.
Let's talk about what life was like at home. So your brother's there. Just you and your brother?
Yeah, me and my brother.
And your big watermelon head.
And my big watermelon head. I do have a large head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's taken me a long time to be able to say that.
Well, it's a long sentence.
Yes.
Can you enjoy your head? Can you imagine a time where you look in the mirror and you enjoy your big watermelon head?
I can now.
You can?
Yeah.
I can now.
Well, that's progress.
You know, there's shops now where you put in your measurements.
Mm.
It's not like I'm trying to fit into their measurements. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying, like, everyone's... Say, so, like, one day when I was at university, a friend had a hat.
Mm-hmm.
What a great hat. Everyone's trying on the hat. It gets to me.
You make it look like a toy.
Yeah. Mm. I can't get it on. I'm pulling it. And they're all like, it just slips right down over my eyes.
Showing off in front of you.
I can't even get it on my head.
And now what do you do when you want to get a hat? Because there is a saying, get a hat, get a head, of course. And now do you make your own or you go to a specialist big head supplier, like a watermelon supplier?
I don't need to. I can go online.
Yeah.
And order these hats just to come directly to me and I can feel safe.
Yeah.
And...
safety is important.
Yes. And I can try on the hats, and if they don't fit, I can send them back. There's no more kind of, there's no more fear, there's no more.
Do you
no more tears.
Look good in a hat?
I mean,
does a watermelon look good in a hat?
Claire gets.
I enjoy it. I'm not sure that on the visual, but I'm just trying to live my life.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to live my life, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you always have to wear, you're wearing a shirt today. Yes. Is that because t-shirts or jumpers don't go over
yes, it has to be buttoned up the front or zipped. Otherwise, it's not getting on. It's not getting on.
Let's go back to the shark attack. Do you ever go into the ocean at all?
Not now.
No?
No.
What happened the last time you was in the ocean?
Does your head sink?
On the contrary, it actually floats.
It floats?
Yes.
Really? Not a very good anchor.
No, but it's sort of, I think because it's sort of heavier, it's bigger at the front. So if I play my cards wrong, I'm going to flip straight forward and I'm not going to be able to turn myself the right way up. So it's a bit like the Dead Sea, but every sea is like the Dead Sea to me. Do you know what I mean?
So,
salty.
Yeah, yeah. It might be quite fun. I've sort of had some good times in the Dead Sea.
Remember, I am a channel of light. Okay, and on we go.
Is this a jingle?
You've got this big head.
Yes, yes.
But your hair actually is sort of normal.
Yes.
Which does look bizarre.
Yes. It's the terrible affliction that my hair grows very slowly. So I've never had a haircut. This is of my whole life's work.
Okay.
And some days my hair does feel like a hand wash t-shirt that's been put in the washing machine.
Okay, yes, yeah. I know it's difficult. Now,
yeah.
Jennifer,
there's
one thing irking me.
I hate it when he gets hooked.
You claim that you don't want this cat to come in your house because you're allergic to cats and the rash will humiliate you.
Yes.
But you've already got a giant head and skinny hair. You're already a walking humiliation. This cat is inconsequential.
Wow, okay. What exactly are you getting at here?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not convinced that's the why you don't want the cat in the house.
And another thing is, cats do not judge. They're God's
animals. Famously,
animal.
Cats don't judge.
Cat backwards is tack, just a fact. And they don't judge.
You have not met this cat. Judgy
cat.
It looks you up and down.
Is it wearing a judge's wig?
It's very fluffy something on top.
Is it got hair like yours, the cat? Has it got a big forehead for a cat? Because I think you tend to hate in others what you cannot embrace in yourself.
Wow.
And that's Oprah or someone like that. Mm-hmm.
Gandhi.
It could be Maya.
It's a hybrid of Gandhi and Oprah.
It's Maya or it's Oprah because they're the only two I quote on this thing.
To be honest, I never look at it long enough to get a literal measure of it. But it does, there's something about it that it's not right. It does have a lot of fluff on top. I don't know if it's a wig. It could be a wig. It's got awful eyes.
Yes.
Awful green eyes.
Yes.
And its little tongue comes out and it's just like... I would never look at someone the way that a cat looks at me.
Is it
I wouldn't
desire?
Have the audacity to
is
do it.
Is it desire? Is it frustration? Or is it... But maybe the cat's picking up on how you feel about the cat. If you treat the cat with kindness, maybe the cat kindness back. If you can get a hold of that sentence. Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly? At this stage, I'm on the cat's side, I've got to say. Dr. Benjamin Jones, I'm on the cat's side.
Well, yeah, but we've still got a long way to go. Let's talk about your brother. He's calling you Watermelon Head.
Yes.
He's obviously very more confident of the siblings.
Yes, yes.
What's your relationship like with him now?
Any sexual tension there?
Not now.
But there was.
There was. Like any family.
Yeah.
How did you deal with that?
In the way every family does.
Just get on with it.
Just got down to it. But that's cool now, and that's had no repercussions at all, which is good.
Lovely. Yes, I love it when you can put these things aside. When I was a little girl, I fancied my father. I wanted to marry him. And now, of course, I think he's actually aged very badly, so I'm quite glad we didn't get married. But my uncle, there's a guy.
Game on.
There's a guy.
Game on.
Yeah.
It's like your dad, but no strings.
He's retired. He's got a lot of time on his hands. And we WhatsApp each other.
Lovely
That's
stuff.
That's nice.
Anyway, back to you. Sorry.
What did your mum and dad do when you were getting humiliated?
Just nothing. It was just they were in a different room.
Bedroom?
Maybe.
Kitchen?
We had those, yeah, yeah. Sometimes they were cooking, sometimes they were televisioning.
Yeah.
Sometimes they were doing work.
Like any northern family.
Like any northern family.
So you'd say, Mummy, my brother is calling me Mrs. Watermelon.
Yes.
I find it humiliating.
He's just slapped my forehead again.
Just slapped my forehead again.
Can I have a sort of a biscuit or something?
Yeah, like a cookie. So I'd be yelling this down the hallway, and just I'd hear nothing back. They'd give me nothing.
What were your mum and dad doing at this stage? Do you know? You say different activities.
Televisioning.
Televisioning usually.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'd look down the hall and I could see that they were just looking at me.
Did they think you had a big watermelon head as well? Were they on your brother's side because they thought, well, he's stating the facts and she's got to know? And people, by the way, can I just say, people do enjoy watermelon.
Yeah.
If I'm on holiday in Espanol, you know, and I see a slither of watermelon, it's very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
And it feels very exotic. Mm. I couldn't have a whole one, and that's probably your problem.
Yes.
People like a slice.
Yes.
They don't want the whole bloody thing because you can't get it back from the shop. They give you a thin blue bag. It goes straight through the middle.
And you don't have a knife with you often.
No.
And the storage is a bit of an issue as well.
What's worse than a heavy watermelon? A smashed heavy watermelon.
Mm. Mm. I'm not picking that up off the floor.
No, thank you.
Sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Leave it there for the birds and the bees.
I'm not going to do it.
Clearly a lot of problems.
There's a lot going on. And obviously, as I've just turned 18, there's a lot coming up, becoming an adult and stuff. So,
What do you want to do with your career?
Life.
Just chill, I think.
Yeah.
What are you career-wise? Have you got a job?
No, I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling here, chilling there.
Very good at chilling.
Sort of looking to chill all over, really. Different continents.
Now, can you make a career from... I'm a bit older than you, and I'm wondering, can you make a career from chilling? I'd be interested in that. I think we all would.
Mm.
A Kool-Aid and some shades for one, please. Yeah?
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it goes.
Ever check for a pulse?
On myself?
Mum and Dad. They're not doing much.
No, they were driving the car still, so...
Driving the car.
You do need a pulse for that. And you know the other thing you need a pulse for? A lentil bake. Claire Kerr's on the radio today. Very on form.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
News just in. Fix it with aspirin.
Tell me about the time that you went to the zoo.
Hang on a second. Should we talk about her fucking her brother? Both are interesting, but I'm wondering what led to this.
Okay, well, it's almost like a choose your own adventure. Yeah. So, Jennifer, what would you like to do? Go to the zoo or fuck your brother?
The brother thing, I don't think there's anything really to discuss there. So let's go for the zoo.
Yeah, it's quite uneventful, the brother thing. Okay, so you're at the zoo. Tell us about that day.
Okay, so it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It's blazing hot.
Okay.
And I don't have a hat on.
Interesting.
But I'm holding one because I should be able to get it on my head.
Mm. Where's the hat from?
Marks and Spencer's.
Okay.
It's nice. Nice hat. Mm.
Strap?
No.
Very young in M&S. Mm. Not old enough for the Peruna range. Peruna. Not old enough for Peruna.
Not wealthy enough either, no. Sadly. So I walk into the zoo. I want to go straight for the tiger.
Right.
That's me just being honest about.
So you're heading straight for the...
I'm going straight for the tiger.
That's interesting, yes. Because the tiger, of course, represents, you know, fierceness, a live embodiment of passion and danger.
A big cat.
Mm. I thought you'd go more for the rat enclosure or the little voles.
I'm not actually sure how I feel about voles. And I know that's a bit on PC to say, but...
Well, anything goes on this podcast, certainly.
I was going to go and see the meerkats. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wanted some little guys, obviously.
Yeah.
But you headed for the tiger.
I headed for the tiger. And then I get lost from my family, but they don't look for me exactly.
Because of the big head?
I don't know at this point.
Or the personality.
I suppose if you've got a kid with a giant head, you sort of just don't worry about losing them. You sort of just, there's our kid with the massive head.
Yes.
A satellite, as it were.
But on this occasion, they couldn't see you.
Mm. Well, it's almost like they'd all walk very fast. Mm. I don't know. They'd say, look at that. And then I'd look and then they'd almost be running. They'd almost be running away from me.
It sounds like they're trying to distract you and then run away from you forever.
I can see that.
Did you see them again after that day?
I must have done because I was only about 8.
Okay.
So I must have done, but it's quite difficult to piece that together.
Do they like your brother, the one you had sex with?
He's the favourite. That's fine.
Yeah.
They carried him in one of those chairs where he's a sort of on almost like in a box, and then
like a Ghanaian princess.
Yeah, like mum at the front, dad at the back, holding the
a Jewish wedding.
Mm. Mm. Then I'd sort of trot along beside it, and that's fine. A lot of families do that, I think.
The doctor will see you now.
What I'd like to do now is I'd like to introduce somebody else into the studio.
Okay.
And I think it's important that we see what happens next. I want you to know that you will be safe at all times.
Okay.
It appears that we have two people here today who are allergic to cats. Here we go.
You brought the little cat in.
Meow.
You brought the cat in.
Meow. Okay. Yeah. What? Who's this? Who's this guy?
This is Jeffrey. It's my neighbour's kitty cat.
Mm.
And he's just come to say hello.
Okay.
Meow.
Hi. Yeah. No. 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 To, no.
Meow. Wanna
no.
Be
no.
Me wanna be me
no,
me?
No, can you not, no, no. Okay, no, no. I'm gonna have to just in fact, we could cut it there.
We're gonna take her away. And she's gone. She's out of the room.
Okay, let's play a word association game.
You don't want to reflect on what happened?
Yes, please, I do. Yeah, it was linked to that. News just in. You don't have to use aspirin.
So, describe what you... So, it was difficult.
That was really tough.
You were very scared.
Yeah.
I felt like you weren't coming up in a rash. I didn't feel like it was humiliating, but I felt it was very triggering.
Yeah, like, I didn't... What was I doing just then? I felt like I was sort of trying to climb out the window, but it was like I was in, a haze or...
You were running away from it. You were trying to run away from it. You actually at one point said, I've got to go.
No. I said that.
You said that.
Oh my God, I don't remember that at all.
Can I just try something here?
Yes.
Say the first word that comes into your mind. Cat.
Penis. No, no, actually, no, no, no. I'm being, okay. No.
That was the first thing that ran into.
No, I skewed. I was thinking,
what's she running away from?
Skewed it.
A cat is a symbol of something. To me, a cat's a symbol of love. And that's why I'm allergic to it. I've had some bad experience. To her, a cat is a symbol of a penis.
No, I didn't mean that.
What's your brother's name? It's not Cat, is it? Come on. Okay. Yeah, continue.
My brother's name. It's Peter.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Any more questions? So let's get back to your cold friend Will.
Yeah, he's cold.
tell us a bit about him. Hobbies?
Hobbies. He likes archery. Okay. He likes to watch the Grand Prix, the Grand Prix.
Grand Prix. And what's who's his favourite racing driver in the Grand Prix?
It's Mario.
Mario, yeah.
Is his fave, and Nigel Mansell.
Mario and Nigel Mansell, okay.
Yeah, they're his faves. He does not like the colour blue.
Okay.
Whatever, like, that's his choice.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you this. Jennifer?
Yes.
Do you like the colour blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What a wonderful mind Dr. Benjamin Jones has got, because I've got no idea where he's going, but I know he's got something up his sleeve. And what a wonderful mind. You've got to admire it, because I don't know what he's doing, but you wait and see. Okay, handing back.
Well, if I'm honest, Claire Cares, I did think that Jennifer's cold and lonely friend, Will, she might have actually been talking about herself, but unfortunately... they don't have similar traits when it comes to the colour blue.
This is a curious case.
Cul-de-sac.
This is a curious case, this one, because I've had a few theories, and they have been blown out of the shark-infested water.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so I mean, really, I'm sort of washing my hands of this one. Claire Cares, still here, broadcasting for you.
How has your smelly bottom affected your day-to-day life?
How hasn't it? I have to work from home now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I didn't think you had a job. I thought you were Dr. Chill.
Yeah, but I'm chilling from home. I was chilling in other
from
places.
Office space.
Yeah. I was sort of chilling in town. I was chilling all around.
Yeah.
So I've had to have to just sort of be on my own a lot. It's sort of difficult to cook. Because the smell affects the...
Oh, because you don't feel... Oh, no, that doesn't smell nice. Why do you need that?
Yeah, like I can't... It's like I can't feel anything anymore.
In your bottom or...?
It's kind of affecting everything, really.
I suppose the only time you are at peace is when you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, now... Okay. I think I've got one more theory.
Okay.
I think... Now...
Yeah.
I'm going out on a limb here.
Please.
Claire Cares taking a risk. But do you think that it could be that having intercourse with your direct blood sibling could have actually led to more impact in the emotions than you think?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
It was a good theory, then.
I think, I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
I'm obsessed with it.
It was just one crazy summer.
Mm. Right.
We've all had that crazy summer, right?
No, but I did finger my cousin once. Second cousin. Yeah.
Long, crazy summer.
It's actually the winter as well, so it's worse in a way.
Darker.
It was a dark time.
Let's get back to the zoo. Your parents and your brother are running away from
They're running away.
And do you chase them?
I try, but then I'm like, I gotta see this tiger.
So you stay with the tiger?
I stay with the tiger.
That's interesting.
And I'm pressed up against the glass, and the tiger just... It's like it knows I'm there. So suddenly I'm alone in the tiger room. He's behind glass, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I see the tiger. He just starts running. Mm. He runs all the way down the glass.
Like your family, but to you,
but to me,
quite away from you.
So the cat, he's got like one paw in the glass, and then I like put my paw in the glass, and then like the other hand as well.
No.
And he starts licking the glass.
No.
And then I start licking the glass.
Mm. No.
And it's just a really nice moment.
It's absolutely lovely. Okay.
Jennifer, I think we have learned a lot from that.
Mm.
I think I know why you are so scared about being in the company of a cat.
Okay.
And it relates to this time at the zoo. Your parents and your brother, they were running away from you. They were. They didn't like you.
They weren't just going to get food or anything.
They weren't just going to get food. Your massive watermelon head was a humiliation, not only to you, but actually to the whole family.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you saw that happening. But you decided to stay with the cat.
With the tiger, yeah. Big tiger.
And that is the moment you lost your family.
Wow, okay.
I don't think you're allergic to cats. Mm. I don't think you feel humiliated necessarily around a cat. I think it triggers the moment where you lost your family.
Oh, the penny's just dropped.
But what I think you need to do, Jennifer, is realise that that day...
Yeah.
You actually had a really strong connection with a kitty cat.
I did, yeah.
And you shouldn't be running away from the kitty cats. You should actually be staying very close by.
Adopt 16 cats.
I'm just going to bring our little friend back in the room. Tickle, 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 tickle. Tickle, 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 tickle.
Hey, little buddy.
Meow.
Hey, little buddy. So soft.
How's that feel?
Yeah, it's fine.
Does that feel nice?
It's fine, yeah. It's fine.
Do you know where you are right now?
Am I back in the zoo?
No, you're home.
No, I'm not right, yeah.
You're at the zoo. You're at your house. You're at the bar.
God, I'm everywhere.
But
this
you're always
crazy.
You're always going to be home with this little...
Hey, little guy.
Little guy, little girl. That's a girl, actually.
Hi, little girl.
Little
girl. Hey. Can I keep this? Whose cat is this?
It's...
Well, I don't think you can keep that one, but we can get you one.
It is a bit awkward that you can't keep it, though.
You can keep it.
We'll see if we can buy it for you.
Yeah.
Keep it for now, and we'll see if we can buy it for you.
Yeah, okay. And do you get those donations in to the show, and that way we can cover our costs with the cat.
Your arsehole?
Yes.
No longer smells.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, may I compliment you on everything. It's a wow from me. You handled that case absolutely expertly. And you, my dear, go on. Get fucked.
I'm joking around. Claire Kett has got a sense of humour after all.
It was lovely to see you, and I'm just so glad we could help.
Thank you so much.
And do take a badge on the way out. We started doing badges.
Lovely, lovely stuff there with Jennifer Heffer, who leaves now with a clean bottom and a lovely cat.
A stolen cat, which we will have to deal with later. Thank you so much for listening, if you have, and don't stop listening next week. And if you do want to donate to the podcast, we will accept cash. Cash and cash. Press it into our little paws when you see us, or we will also accept PayPal or gifts. Please can we have some things? Please can we have some things?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.